More than 1,500 U.S. soldiers have died in Iraq, but the more than 11,000 soldiers who have been wounded rarely get a mention in the media. The Purple Hearts exhibit puts a very intimate face on that statistic. Paul McMahon is with the Madison chapter of Vets for Peace, the group that's sponsoring the exhibit.
Too often, the people who are truly victimized, especially physically and psychologically by war, are hidden. They're the walking wounded among our veterans and among the people who have returned, and we wanted to draw attention to that.
Almost all of the photos in the exhibit were taken in the wounded soldiers' homes. In one, Milwaukee soldier 23-year-old Alan Germain Lewis sits on his bed with his head in his hands and his prosthetic leg hanging over the edge of the bed. There's a pair of crutches propped against the wall near his bedroom window. Lewis was a machine gunner. Both his legs were blown off in July of 2003 when his Humvee hit a landmine in Baghdad. Another soldier pictured in the exhibit, Robert Acosta, will tour area high schools next week. He had his hand blown off in a grenade attack. McMahon says it's part of the Vets for Peace mission to educate young people about some of the grittier aspects of joining the military.
Rarely do any of us, and rarely do these students at that high school age, that very susceptible age, have an opportunity to meet someone face-to-face who's actually been there and can actually, frankly, disabuse them of the notion that it's somehow glorious or somehow fun.
Next Wednesday night, photojournalist Nina Berman, who created the Purple Hearts exhibit, will lead a panel discussion on the human cost of war at the Orpheum Theater in Madison. She'll also present a brief film of interviews with five other soldiers whose pictures are in the exhibit. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.